With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump has ended Secret Service protection for one of his former advisors.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has lost his Secret Service protection, even though he's been the subject of assassination plots by Iran. The president defended his decision.
You take a job, you want to do a job. We're not going to have security on people for the rest of their lives. Why should we?
Mr. Trump also wants to revoke the security clearances of more than four dozen former intelligence officials he views as adversaries over the Hunter Biden laptop saga. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Men who lied on a letter. Also at SRNnews.com, a bipartisan bill in the Senate would put new pressure on the Education Department to safeguard students from anti-Semitism and other forms of discrimination on campus.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy and Democrat John Fetterman have reintroduced the Protecting Students on Campus Act. First put forth shortly after the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023, it was crafted in response to the anti-Semitic demonstrations that cropped up on U.S. college campuses. Senator Cassidy says the bill holds universities accountable to address discrimination and maintain a safe learning environment for all students. Bob Agner reporting.
A Moroccan national stabs four people in a terror attack in Israel Tuesday before he was shot dead. According to the Times of Israel, the man went on a rampage attacking four men between the ages of 24 and 59 in Tel Aviv. The Trump administration reassigns more than a dozen career Justice Department officials, including one who played a big role in pushing for that FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago. Some officials were notified just as they were being transferred just hours after President Trump was sworn in on Monday. Deputy Assistant Attorney General George Tascos is reportedly among those being moved. This is SRN News. Utah is going after TikTok.
The giant social media platform is in the news these days because it is facing a ban in this country over its possible control by China's Communist Party. But Utah is fighting TikTok because of child sex trafficking. The state has filed suit against the company's executives, accusing them of knowingly profiting from the exploitation of kids on the platform. Utah has already banned TikTok from use on any state-owned internet-capable device. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations has announced new actions to counter the surge in anti-Semitism, including encouraging governments to enforce laws against hate crimes and discrimination. The UN was created in the aftermath of World War II and the Holocaust, in which 6 million Jews were killed, and its work to counter anti-Semitism. However, the 193-nation world body has been accused of being anti-Semitic itself. This is SRN News. A second group of wolves is released in Colorado as part of a controversial voter-driven initiative to reintroduce the predators to the state.
15 gray wolves from Canada were set free in the Central Mountains over 3 days last week. Colorado residents, largely in cities, voted to reintroduce wolves in 2020, clashing with those in rural areas who fear attacks on livestock. Wolves have been blamed for killing livestock and working dogs. Wildlife officials say the two of the first 10 wolves introduced in Colorado in 2023 were illegally shot. Rich Thomason reporting.
Firefighters gained the upper hand on a wildfire burning in San Diego County that triggered evacuations. New fires broke out about 45 miles north of San Diego overnight as dangerous Santa Ana winds threatened the region once again. The lilac fire scorched 80 acres. More details at SRNnews.com.